A new generation of dancers is shaking up the club scene across America. They're young, hip, and their parents go with them. NPR's Laura Bissett Weiss explains.
It's 1 o'clock on a Saturday at The Warehouse, a popular music spot in downtown Washington, D.C. But this is 1 o'clock p.m., and most of the clubbers here are underage, really underage. In fact, they haven't even graduated from elementary school.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Candy Band.
This is D.C.'s equivalent of American Bandstand, that is for kids under 12. They can experience live music and dancing, and still get home before bedtime. Welcome to the Pancake Mountain Dance Party.
Climb up the Pancake Mountain, what do you think I see?
If the lyrics aren't enough to make you think someone spiked your morning coffee, the scene itself is like Romper Room Unleashed. Kids in tie-dye t-shirts jump up and down on a massive yellow pancake platform, and parents surround the stage making dancing motions to their kids. Today's dance party act is the Candy Band. They're a group of spiked-haired moms from Detroit, and they have names like Skittles, Kit Kat, and Starburst. This is guitarist Almond Joy, also known as Paula Mesner.
We don't want to name names, but no kids' music was punk rock, and we wanted to make punk rock kids' music. It was a beautiful marriage.
Dance parties like these are happening in states all over the country, including California, Colorado, Texas, and New York. Chicago just hosted its 400th dance party. It's called Chicagogo. It's spelled like Chicago, just with an extra go. George Cedar, co-founder of Pancake Mountain, says he wishes he had something like this when he was a kid.
It fills a gap between stuff for toddlers and teenagers. It's fun for kids growing up, and I think it's something that kids and their parents can watch together.
But it's not hard to find critics who say dance clubs should be reserved for the older set, that the music is too loud, or the kids should be on swing sets and not bar stools. But it's not a complaint that you'll hear from this crowd.
What'd you do?
Hug all the audience and dance with Rufus.
6-year-old Lily O'Dowd, who has a blonde ponytail that erupts from the back of her head, got to sit on the drummer's lap during the show, dance with a giant puppet named Rufus, and move to the beat on a giant pancake. All this, and she still had a cold juice box to come home to. For NPR News, I'm Laura Bissett Weiss in Washington.